So Aaron mentioned that her family in Mount Clemens had a little bit of a rep, and I noticed all of a sudden there were some text messages coming in.
It seems like all of Mount Clemens chimed in this morning. Jill says, oh my gosh, because I mentioned our principal, Mr. Chapman. He knew us all by name.
Right.
Like, oh, hey, you know. And she said, I was just telling my mom how he busted me a few times skipping when we used to go to Gus's Coney for lunch, and she just wanted to thank us for the great mornings and tell us to have a great day. And then Tim got in touch, too, about Mr. Chapman as well. And he said, you should have played it smart like me and been on a first-name basis with him.
Oh, I would never have the guts to do that. I knew our Mr. Weber's first name was John, but I would never. I had a friend, Phil DeZavo, used to say it to him all the time. What's up, John? I'm like, wow! 248-398-WCSX. What did you do to get noticed by your principal? Because this Schwartz Creek principal and superintendent, everybody in the country knows who they are now. Ryan, what was the deal? You were telling us, I still don't quite understand this about your hoodie.
So in high school, this was an assistant principal, but in high school I used to wear a hoodie with the hood up all day long. That was just what I did, and I walked around the school like that. And then this guy all of a sudden comes to school and's got to be a big tough guy, and he would like corner me and tell me I had to take the hood off. He threatens to suspend me for insubordination because right after I would take it off, I'd walk away and just throw it back up, and threatened to cut it off with scissors before. Oh, this, me and this guy battled for like 2 years.
Did he ever actually cut it?
No, he never cut it, but I thought for a second he was going to either do that or just ban me from wearing sweatshirts.
So you were the hoodie guy?
Yeah, every time. I was just like, what am I going to do? Come on.
Okay, now listen.
The hoodie guy.
So listen to this once again. As you're listening to this story in your car, wherever you're heading this morning, a cold morning, you can tell that Ryan's kind of hedging this a little bit. Because Ryan also told us, we don't have time to get into it right now, but you also spent a month in the office?
Yeah, in eighth grade.
An unrelated thing in eighth grade?
Spent a whole month in the whole day, the whole month in an office.
That's what you did for a month.
With a principal.
For a month, you sat with a principal.
At my middle school, yep.
Okay. Now, Ryan tried to explain it to us. Now, you and I both kind of looked down at our phones because we didn't want to look directly at him while he was trying to justify the story to us in the studio.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah.
We weren't buying it. Dude, you spent a month in the principal's office. He knew you by first, middle, and last name.
Yeah.
He's day. Like, yeah.
Every day. You spent a month every day.
It was a horrible experience.
You think?
I just did homework in his office. I wasn't even allowed to go to lunch.
Wow.
Lunch in his
God.
Office, too.
We right. need to text Lizzie and find out the real story.
Mom, if you're listening this morning, I know you are. Come on. Seriously.
It was in school, so I didn't have to tell anybody.
All right. So what did you do to get noticed by the... Ryan! What do you mean?
Before I say anything.
Oh, you're looking at me. He's pulling his headphones out. He's running out of the room right now. It's too late, dude. She already heard about it. Liz, give us a call. What did you do to get noticed by the principal, other than apparently Ryan went Shawshank and had to see... to do the tax. What were we doing, the taxes for him afterwards?